Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America. This is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Got it. Welcome, America. That's right. I'm the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. Hello, everyone. This is a special edition of Home Talk USA. We're going to be talking to Miss Rita Crompton. She is the inventor lady. This is the special segment of our show called Invent America. That's right. We're trying to reinvent America. It's all about technology. It's all about entrepreneurship. It's all about developers and dreamers and all the capitalistic ideas that make this company great. So I thought, you know what? Let's do a show on this. Let's feature America. We don't counterfeit nothing. We don't copy things. We don't steal things. What we do is what, America? Invent. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So welcome all of you to a special edition of Home Talk USA right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. And now I'd like to welcome my little sidekick on the Invent America show, which you can catch each week, every week on the second hour of Home Talk USA. She's on the line right now, and my co-host, hey Rita, how you doing? You sound I'm all pumped up this week, right?
It has been a great week.
Well, I tell you, you know, I try to, everybody asks me, King, do you watch the news? Do you see what's happening with this woke political thing and the liberals fighting the Republicans and the Republicans, the conservatives, the MAGNA group, the Antifa? I mean, this country is like, you know, and at the end of the day, China, now this is not a political show, but I'm just facing facts. China is laughing their little butts off because they're stealing everything and we allow them. But you know one thing they can't steal? Our mind.
Ideas. That's right.
Our ideas. They can't steal that. They got to wait till actually we produce it, and then all these stupid manufacturers are giving away the technology to China. But hey, we're going to stop that. Enough's enough. You know, hey, we live in the greatest country on earth, and we got to go after and let people know why inventors are so important. So, Rita, why inventors are so important?
Well, because they made America. You know, Invent America is our show because America invents. And honestly, if they all got here by a boat at one time or another, and if they couldn't fix the problems when the boat was leaking, they didn't make it. Same thing with the wagon train. You know, when they were going across the country, if you couldn't fix the problem. So my ancestors, they came over in the 1700s. Yours came over even earlier than that. If they could not fix a problem, they didn't live to the next day. And so it's in our genes, it's in our blood that we fix our problems. And so that's why I always say most of our inventors that have really good ideas in the marketplace, they are the ones that solved a problem out in the field, and they go, oh, cool idea, let's go to market. So for a lot of our inventors, you know, their expertise is the wow moment, and that's our topic for next week, so tune in. They need different service providers because their expertise might be fixing a wagon, but it's not necessarily intellectual property, marketing, prototyping, that kind of thing. So our topic today is the different service providers that you really need and what can you do yourself.
Well, you know, I wish our audience can see what we see when we go to these trade shows and we see 3,200 different product manufacturers and entrepreneurs and see the the technologies of the future. And you know what? I talked to somebody the other day. Well, you know, everything that's out there has already been invented. Well, I tell you what. Watch Shark Tank. I tell you what, there's a lot of stuff I see there that hadn't been invented yet. But there's that one great idea. Now, I'm not giving a plug for Shark Tank. But what I'm saying is the technology that you see, all the technology has not been invented.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, when we were at the show this last year, one of our inventors had his product stolen off the display table from the Habitat area where they were supposed to be displaying, you know, those new products and paid extra to be there. And he was so frustrated and upset. And I don't blame him. The funny thing was that he was the first one to get a licensing offer, and he goes, okay, I'm good now. I told you somebody wanted it.
Yeah, somebody wanted it. They took it.
But, you know, there's little things that, you know, I tell people is, you know, sometimes the better widget is what makes it. When you invent something brand new, it's harder to get to market because now you have to pay a lot of money to teach the consumer that you solved a problem they didn't know they had. When you've got a better flashlight, everybody understands a light flashlight is a light coming out of the end of the stick. But when you invented the one that wrapped around the pole, that's cool. So that's a lot of things we look at is, you know, potential market disruptor. You know, it might be a slight change, but it's, you know, technology is caught up. So you can make it now at a price the consumer goes, oh, I want that.
Yeah.
And all of those things play into when I look at a product for an inventor and say, okay, yeah, let's work with this. We're always looking at price points. And, you know, when a licensee asks me four very basic questions, we can do that initial interview in 30 seconds because they want to know. And where I see inventors make some of the big mistakes is that they hire either the wrong service provider or they hire one too soon.
Well, tell us a little bit about our show. What we have up this hour.
Well, we're going to be talking to a couple of inventors who've got products just getting ready to go into the marketplace. So they've hired a lot of different service providers. And, you know, one of the things I look at is, you know, well, I hired somebody to do a business plan. No, don't waste the money. Every dollar that you have, we used to say, don't spend a dime until it's time, and then you got to step up to the plate. But when you're looking at those early dollars, it's like, oh, I've got a budget of this much. Well, you're going to need that budget, all right, to stretch a long way. And so when I see them make some serious money mistakes early on, that means they've got less money to work with. And a lot of times that's when the deal tanks is because they just run out of funding and the spouse won't let them mortgage the house.
Well, they made the mistakes, and you're right. They made, well, hey, look, Rita, Invent America, we're going to give you the blueprint. We're going to, you know, it's like go and see the wizard, you know, traveling down the yellow brick road, step by step. We're going to have some obstacles on the way and, you know, this and that. But at the end of the day, we're going to give you the floor plan out there that at the end of the day, you're going to get up to that castle. You're going to knock on that door and you're going to see the wizard behind the curtain. And he's going to have all your dreams because you did all the foundational work that you need. And all you have to do is listen to the Invent America show each week and every week.
Right.
But hey, this is a special edition of Home Talk USA. We want to invite everybody just to stay with us and talk to some of the technologies of the future. And look, please remember, we don't charge our guests to be on this show. This is not a pay-to-play network or a broken network. You give the king a check and we'll get you on the air. It doesn't work that way. We go out and find you. That's what we do here each week and every week. So, hey, stay tuned. I'll be right back. Oh, always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers, and let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cajun man from the Bayou Land, the originator, not the duplicator. You know it. Hey, I was green before green was even cool. I'll be right back. Yay!
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back to a special edition of Home Talk USA radio program. This is the Invent America segment of our show. We're going to do where we're talking to inventors all around the country. We're trying to reinvent America again. What we're trying to do, me and Rita, our co-hosts, my sidekick, which is basically scouting the country for the new technologies of the future and to let America understand that, hey, we're the greatest country of all. And what we do is we invent, we develop, we think. We're a nation of a think tank. And no matter how they're trying to really destroy this country and dumb us down, and, you know, I don't want to play politics here, and maybe I need to do a new show and talk about politics, because at the end of the day, enough's enough. And I can't sit here and watch my great country go in the toilet because China's stealing everything. That's right, you heard it right here, they're stealing it. And I guess the woke's going to come tick. I guess, Rita, the woke is going to come pick at us tomorrow. What you think, huh?
Well, my advice to you would stay with number one, which is Home Talk USA, and let all of the other guys talk to politics, because there is enough of them out there.
There's
for
enough
sure.
of them out there. That's right.
Oh, holy cow! Yeah, you want indigestion? Just, you know, log into the politics. But we are problem solvers. You know, we make America great again because we solve the problems. And, you know, even if it's a little product that now is better, that's what we do. We see it, we make it, we take it to market. Yep. And Brandon is our next guest, and he has got a really cool product, and you're going to love this. Brandon has not been on the show with us before. His product name is AR Parts Holding Template, and that in and of itself doesn't tell you a whole lot, but I'm going to let him tell us about the product. And Brandon, a little bit of an introduction for you is, thank you so much for being with us today. And, you know, he started out in the dental field helping people transition to, you know, you're not going to believe the transition to this product that he invented. And he took it one week at a time and one step at a time, which is what we normally like to see. But he sold over 400 units of his first product. He's in 52 stores. How cool is that? So, Brandon, welcome. Thank you for joining us. And tell us, what is AR Parts Holding Template?
Good afternoon, Rita and Mike. Can you hear me well?
Yep.
Perfect. So during the shutdown, a lot of my friends, neighbors, and coworkers and customers recruited me to help them with AR rifles because I am a competitive shooter on the weekends. And you couldn't actually, during the shutdown time, buy a whole rifle. You had to piece it together. And I wasn't happy with some of the mats that were on the market and some of the diagrams or YouTube videos that had 500,000 views, but really poor lighting, guys misidentifying parts. And so I actually made something myself out of cardboard for a rapid prototype and kept developing it. And now I have a wood template that holds every part for an AR-15 for you. And I walk you through step by step, 1 through 31, how to complete it safely. And a live action and an animated video to walk you through step-by-step guide. And now I set up at gun shows. I go to gun shops, military shops, pawn shops, and sell my product and trying to go coast to coast eventually.
Well, we would love to have you advertising on our show because I actually have an AR-15 And I'm not going to tell you where it's at, but I do have one. So that is something that I would need and appreciate. So when you are going through your steps, all right, how did you decide when you needed help that you couldn't do yourself? Because with your background and your experience, you were able to do a lot of it yourself, which another inventor might not be able to. But everybody's got to have a service provider at some point. How did you decide what and who?
Definitely. With my sales background, I was able to do the sales portion, but everything else with graphic design, with videography, with actually the machining part, I had to look for help. And so I met with engineers. I paid some people for blocks of time that I found out, because not everyone charges by the hour. Some people will actually sell you a block of their time in 5-hour or 10-hour increments, and you're able to use that sparingly for when you have questions. And so I had actually found someone that had a CO2 laser, and they made my first prototype out of foam. I actually paid $400 for a piece of foam, surprisingly. But it looked like what I wanted it to look like. It did what it was going to do, and I just kept refining it. And if you ever pick up one of my newest models, it's actually called the Mark 7, because it's gone through so many reiterations of what I originally thought versus what's on store shelves. And that's something I try to tell other people, that once you make it, it's not an end-all, be-all. It's going to make changes. It's going to develop. People are going to ask questions about it. People are going to try to do things with it that weren't intended for. Pick it up, snap it in half, turn it around, and you've got to make it pretty foolproof, and it's going to be able to go through changes. So I had eventually kept contracting, like I said, a videographer. I made an animation. I did my own video editing. Or when I did a live action, I recruited marketing for like flyers and sell sheets, because I knew what I wanted to do with like a features and benefits sheet, but I had to keep developing it. I had a website made and an e-commerce, because I wanted to be able to sell my product, of course, and just every month found out something new I needed with shipping, with manufacturing, with plastic molds, and so I would keep seeking those people out. Luckily, I'm in a major city, so I had a lot of resources. I could go contact people and ask questions and just show up at their door. And of course, some of them I'd get turned down because they wanted an increment of like 500 units just to work with me. And being a single phase person, I'm looking at making these in batches of 50. There was no way I was going to buy 500 pieces or 5,000 pieces of plastic or pay to have a mold made. So I had to start learning what was already out there to use it and keep developing it, keep making it better, changing specs. And it's been a great experience, and I really like the operational side of what I've learned and what I can apply moving forward.
So, well, that's great. What lessons can you share with our listeners?
One lesson I would say is, even if you have a product, let's say you need packaging for it, there are packaging already out there for, say, comic book cases or mask makeup that you can use, and the mold's already done. I thought it would be really inexpensive to do like a thermofold mold of my product and just have it melted over. And that's not exactly what I found out with how much CNC machining you have of reverse molds and mother molds. So I learned a lot that you can use some things for packaging. Even if you have a new product, a new widget that you're making, don't get stuck on the packaging that has to be perfectly fit for you. Know that there's some packaging out there that you can put it in.
Brandon, I don't mean to cut you off, but the music's playing. So we will have your website listed on our site, but give everybody your website real quick.
Sure. It's under B Kohler, which is BKOLLAR.com. Or if you just search in any search engine, AR Parts Holding Template, I'm the only one that pops up. AR Parts Holding
Excellent.
Template.
Brandon, thank you so much for being with us, and we are off to pay some bills. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you, guys.